Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ami Kazar back on the show. Ami is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO and the founder of Multifunding and the recipient of Small Business Influencers Award, multiple year recipient of that, and the 2012 Small Business Advocate Award. Many of you have read his column in a number of the online publications, all the important ones. He's our good friend, Ami Kazar. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always. So I was telling the audience, I was asking them if they knew about themselves something that you wrote about recently, which is when you borrow money, do you do it from an emotional position or from a rational position? And what do you think most people do?
Well, it's interesting because when I ask that question to audiences, it's that 9 out of 10 people will raise their hand at the first blush of the question and say that when you make a decision to borrow money, it's purely rational and non-emotional. And then I tell them a story of a client of mine a couple years ago who had the option to choose a SBA loan that was an incredible rate and a long amortization. And was
incredibly low, right?
Incredibly low rate and a long amortization, and was going to require him to put a lien on his house. And he had the choice between that or a one-year term loan at 36% interest.
Wow.
And he chose the first.
He chose the one-year
loan.
Right. He chose the one without the SBA guarantee. Yeah.
That's correct. Because for whatever reason, in his mind, he was just absolutely utterly no way 100% going to put a lien on his house. Period. Mm-hmm. End of story. Maybe it had a bad experience. Maybe his wife wouldn't allow it. Whatever it would be. He wasn't putting a lien on his house, and he chose the other option.
But 36%, that's loan shark money. I mean,
no small
business, unless you're in the drug business, no small business can capitalize 36% and deliver a profit to the bottom line that will cover 30% interest.
I agree with you.
It's prohibitive.
For him. So how did he make his decision?
Emotional, 100% emotional.
Okay. I spoke to another small business owner this week who has built successfully and self-funded 8 restaurants. Okay. And now he wants to do the next 5, and he's looking for financing to do it. And I explained to him that from a debt perspective, the SBA was an incredible tool for the next $5 million or the first $5 million that he wanted to borrow that would help him build the next 4 or 5 restaurants. And I explained to him also that it involved personal guarantee and liens on his houses. He said no, he's going to go get investors and private equity investors.
He's done signing
and he's done having any more light, he's had enough. Did he make an emotional decision or a rational decision?
Well, that would be hard to say because, you know, it would depend on whether his exit strategy aligns with the investors. But if he saw himself owning that chain of restaurants 10 years from now, I would say he's making an emotional decision.
Yeah, but he's made a decision that he's hit a point where he's taken on enough risk and liability on his own. He's done he wants someone else to share the burden with him.
Yeah,
and that might be a perfectly fine decision, but it's also an emotional decision.
Yeah,
there's
because
nothing wrong with it.
Well, yeah, if he sees himself as the long term owner of these things, then he's not going to be happy when his investors say we want out.
He will not be happy if there's any conflict with his investors in a couple of years. He'll be angry at him.
As tough as banks are when you're going in to get the loan, they're absolutely wonderful partners while you're paying them back. They leave you the heck alone. They leave you the heck alone. That's what I like about bankers. Hey, Ami, hold on to that thought. I need your website, please.
Multifunding, www.multifunding.com.
All right, so check it out. We come back, we're going to talk about this some more, and the online world. That's one of the areas that Ami is really an expert in, is borrowing money in the online world. And we're going to see what's new in that area. It's almost 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.